Hey mamas, and welcome to the Entering Motherhood podcast. This is your one-stop, go-to place for getting you from feeling drained, exhausted, and unfulfilled in motherhood to feeling more energized, organized, and accomplished. That's the vision I continue to navigate towards, and that's the vision we are sharing with you, focusing on holistic alternatives and restructuring your mind, body, and soul from the inside out. I'm your host, Sarah Marie Bilger, a wife, mom of two, mechanical engineer, VBAC mom, and doula, serving mamas through pregnancy, birth, and postpartum. If you're here for this, if you're as pumped up as I am and searching for that fire that you know is deep inside of you, then let's go. Let's uncover what it truly means to enter motherhood. You are a rock star. I believe in you. Let's doula this. Let's crank it up a notch and let's kick it into high gear together. Hey mamas, how are you? I'm super excited to be here with you today and get this conversation started. And today we're talking about trying to figure out and really get thinking about if a doula is right for your birth and your journey and something that you want to include in your birth plan and preparation. And so I obviously am very for doulas. I'm a doula myself. I've had doulas for both of my births, and it's something that I feel everybody should really look into and consider and think about, but it's a decision that you need to make for you and your family. And there's a couple of things that, you know, you can really be thinking about to get an idea of if having a birth doula is going to be beneficial for you or not. For our daughter, for our firstborn, we really weren't even sure like what a doula was or, you know, why we needed one. And aside from one of our friends saying, "Hey, I'm having a doula for my birth, you know, like, are you getting a doula?" I don't know if I ever would have considered it or really understood what a doula does. And so that's first and foremost something that I want to talk about, the role of a birth doula, and kind of just explain and clarify some of the specific duties of a doula. And essentially, this is a person who is providing continuous support for you and, you know, usually your partner, or we're even relaying information to close family members if that's something that you're interested in. And we are your go-to person along the way too. So most of the time, I really like to work with moms before that third trimester. I like to say definitely around like 30 weeks, you should have a doula set, because you want to get to know that person and you want to have a relationship with them so that you can be asking questions and you can be running things by them, and that they can be as familiar as possible with you and whoever is going to be in the room while you're birthing, and they just know your preferences and know, you know, a little bit about you, because that's what makes having a doula unique compared to just relying on nurses or your OB or whatever other staff you're going to have there. And having a doula is also really awesome because it's somebody other than a family member who is able to be there for you in a way that maybe a friend or a family member can't be, because they're not necessarily as familiar with birth. And so, you know, maybe they had a kid before, or maybe it's your own, you know, mother or somebody who has an aunt or somebody who has birthed a child before, but it has been quite some time or a while ago. So what's currently going on in your local hospital setting or just in birth in general might have changed, most likely has changed. There's even, you know, some hospitals that will change policies month to month, and especially after COVID and other different circumstances, they have adjusted just the way that they do things. Or maybe, you know, you're planning on having a home birth and nobody in your family really understands what that is or comfortable with that or has their own opinions about that. When you find a doula that is aligned with your birth plan and your preferences and is somebody who is truly rooting for you, it can make all the difference in your experience and just feeling supported. So doulas are different from medical professionals. And just to be clear, like a doula is not delivering your baby. A doula is not a midwife or an OB. They are more so complementing the care of that provider and being someone who's strictly there to provide support for you in whatever way that looks like. You know, maybe it's, you know, making sure that your family is notified that you're going into labor. Maybe it's making sure that you're getting proper nourishment or, you know, getting your water for you or holding you or supporting you or showing you different things. And like I said, too, like finding a doula early is super important because we're able to also talk you through how to prepare for birth. And while, you know, having a birth education course or something like that is super helpful, and I also recommend, you know, having a class or a course or at least becoming familiar, you know, reading a book, like whatever it might be, with the birthing process on your own, this is going to be somebody who you can, you know, call or text or directly be connected to, that's their job. That's what they're there for. Like you can text them at 2 o'clock in the morning saying that you're feeling something or you're worried about something. And we're there for you and responding to, you know, what you're feeling, what you're going through. And we're knowledgeable enough to be able to give you different resources to either one, personally be that resource and tell you from experience what we've seen, what we've had happen, what we've been familiar with, or if we don't have the direct answer, we're going to find the answer for you. And we're going to be able to directly connect you with individuals and people that can help you along that journey. And so there's another episode that I did a couple months ago that I say like 5 different questions to ask your doula. And so if you decide that having a doula is for you, I think there's also finding the right doula for you. So go back and listen to that episode too, because, you know, if you're listening to this and you're like, you know what, maybe a doula is for me and maybe that is something that I want to look into having, I think it's also important, you know, with the interview process and not just picking somebody because that's who was your friend's doula or you did a random search and they were the first person that popped up. I think, you know, that's great if you're finding people in that way, but making sure you go through and see like if your personality meshes with them, if they align with how you want to birth, if you're planning on going completely unmedicated, or if you're planning on having a hospital birth or a home birth, there's usually certain doulas that work with specific types of families. And I think because of this, it's important to find the right doula for you and be able to connect with them on that level of mutual understanding and aligned vision and preferences, because you want this person to be like for you and excited. You want to willingly have them come into your birth and be ready to be in a super vulnerable position and like have yourself, you want to feel comfortable allowing them to be in that space. So definitely the selection process is something to consider and go through. I think a lot of the times people just don't understand what doula support looks like and what we're physically doing. And aside from having a friend who has had experience, and also sometimes a friend maybe had a doula and they didn't have a great experience with them. Or maybe you hear like, oh yeah, I had a doula, but like it really wasn't necessary or needed, or I didn't like them. And then you're going to hear like the opposite too of like, oh my gosh, I loved my doula and they were so helpful and so beneficial. So again, like that's in the selection process of finding a doula that really is going to do what you're wanting out of it. So a lot of it is like asking yourself, like, what do I want my birthing environment to look like? And how do I want things to go? If you know, you don't want a family member there, or you want as minimum amount of people as possible, doulas can be there to also just communicate with your whole birth team and advocate for you. You know, maybe you want your family close by, but you do not want them in the room. And especially when you're going to be pushing and baby's coming out and all of those things, and you know for sure, I don't want family in there. Having a doula is super beneficial in moments like that, because we can politely say, excuse me, you have to get out. And because we're like a professional birth support person, it's a lot different than maybe you saying, hey, mom, can you get out of the room because I'm about to push? And you might not be able to communicate that at that time. Or maybe your partner doesn't want to be confrontational or doesn't really know how to address that. Or they've said multiple times, hey, you have to get out of the room. Having a doula there, having that person to really be like, hey, this is a moment that they want to share with themselves. We need you to kind of get out of the room. Detaches you from having that responsibility and really provides that extra effective communication between everybody that's participating in the birth. And we're also able to communicate with the medical team. Again, if you're finding a local doula, if they have experience with certain providers or certain hospitals and such like that, they know how to communicate with that team and they know how to really address what's going on. And while that's not necessary, it's not necessary to find a doula that works with a specific OB or specific midwife, it is helpful when the birth team is able to communicate in that sense. And you might be in a situation that you're not thinking clearly, or you're focusing on birthing your baby, that level of communication is not able to happen as effectively as you would like. And maybe your partner, it's, you know, your first baby, you're both first-time parents, and your partner is now overwhelmed by what's happening or unsure, or, you know, oh, we took that birth class, but I can't remember what they said or what this information was. And so having a doula, we're literally like your own personal resource and library and Google, if you will, like everything that maybe is going to come up, we have either seen, heard about, or know about. And so we're able to explain things in detail and really advocate for you and be able to talk about that beforehand too. We can go through different scripts or ways of communicating with your provider, or being able to help process information as it's coming or before we even get to that point. You know, maybe your provider's talking about induction, and so you really want to know what you don't know. I think that's a lot of the times what it is. Like, my clients are kind of like, well, what questions should we have? Or what should we be doing at this point? Or it's a lot of, you don't know what you don't know. And so having somebody who's directly educated in all of this information really just makes the process go so much more smoothly, because you're able to have somebody who you know is going to fully support you and advocate for you and help you through whatever situation that comes up. And it's also super helpful because most of the time your doula can be support for your partner as well. So if you're having a very long, lengthy labor, maybe your partner wants to step out for a moment, or, you know, like they need to go eat or sleep or whatever it might be. We can be that extra person that's there for you, that you know and respect and want to have there with you. And we can also help your partner learn how to comfort you in these times. We can give them words of encouragement too and teach them how to advocate for you while you're birthing. And so again, like while a birth education course might be useful for a lot of this information, it gives you so much more of a personal, direct contact and resource that can be so beneficial in the birthing process. And, you know, I think it's really important, again, to just understand that doulas can look different for every family and every situation. A lot of the times I think I hear like, oh, like I'm not having an unmedicated birth, or I'm going to get the epidural, or I'm having a scheduled cesarean, so I don't need a doula. You know, like what would they even be there for? What would they help me with? And I'll even say, like, specifically scheduled cesareans, if you've never had a cesarean, you might want to find a doula who is specifically trained in cesareans and even postpartum recovery from a cesarean, because you don't know what you're getting into. And that doula is going to be able to help walk you through what's going to happen and how things are going to go and what the procedure is going to be like, what kind of feelings and sensations are going to come up, what kind of things are going to be occurring, how the room is going to be situated, and also then just, you know, the healing process and how it's different from a vaginal birth or whatever it might be. So just because you're not having an unmedicated birth doesn't mean that you don't need a doula, or a doula wouldn't be helpful. I remember with my first, after I had been in labor for over about like 14 hours, I had decided to get the epidural. And I remember the anesthesiologist saying, oh, like to my doula, like, oh, you're not really need it anymore, or too bad, like she's getting the epidural because like, what are you going to be doing? And even if you're getting an epidural, a doula is super helpful to have, and maybe even sometimes more important to have, because there's other things that can be happening. You know, the epidural and other different interventions and things like that. Like, that's why they talk about the cascade of interventions and other things that are happening. And you still should be moving, even though you have the epidural. You should still be having somebody assist you, maybe with a peanut ball or going side to side and just moving your body around. You're going to have limitations. You're going to have different ways of moving, but having somebody who's educated in knowing how to still be able to efficiently move and ways that you need to be moving while having an epidural is super helpful, especially when the nurses have other patients to attend to and other things to be doing. When you have a doula, that person is there specifically for you, continuously for you, and helping you navigate all of that. So we're helping you, you know, emotionally, physically, mentally, everything in any scenario, not just specifically unmedicated birth. And so it's really important to point that out and understand that we can be there in multiple different scenarios. But again, it's finding somebody who you're compatible with, who respects your different beliefs and decisions. Maybe you have certain traditions or a certain way that you want to be experiencing your birth. And so when you find somebody who gets that and is able to meet those unique needs, it just helps bring together your birth team in such a unique way that's super beneficial, that I don't feel like you can get from any other type of support that you're going to be experiencing. Even if you're having a home birth with a midwife, and even if you really just want to have very hands-off, minimal support or physical touch or whatever it might be, if you want to birth very much on your own, doulas can be super beneficial to just be there and know that there is somebody there that's in the room that is supporting you and is ready to be there for you if you want. And I will say too, like sometimes people are worried like, oh, like a doula is just like an extra expense or an added cost, or I can't afford that. There are more financial assistance that's coming available. There's more coverage for doulas. And so I think it's worth it just to ask your insurance, do you cover doula support? Is that something that you are able to get and look into if that's possible? And sometimes too, if there's doulas just starting out in your area, they might have lower rates, or different factors will vary the cost of doula support in your area. And sometimes if you're having a home birth and you're having a midwife, there might be certain doulas that they prefer to work with that you get different rates with. Or you can even ask somebody, you know, hey, like I really want your services, but I think your price range is out of my budget. Most of the time we have payment plans, or we're willing to work with you on really fitting your needs to be more cost effective, because we truly want to help you. We want to be there for you. We want to see everybody have this sort of care and be supported in the way that they want and that they need. So there are a lot of different factors, but there's a lot of things that are making doula care a lot more accessible and a lot more cost effective. So don't let that be something that's stopping you from seeking doula support. So I hope this has been beneficial and you feel more confident in if a doula is something that is going to be helpful for you. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. You can go to the show notes, go to the full show notes, and figure out how to get in contact with me that works best for you. You can contact me through email, or I hang out on Instagram most of the time. And whatever way you feel would be best, I encourage you, if you have any other questions, please reach out to me. And I also want to mention, if you are somebody who not necessarily is seeking doula support, or, you know, maybe you are, but you're also thinking, how does somebody even become a doula? And what is that process like? Maybe I want to be a doula, or maybe that's something, you know, to look into, or I want to consider doing after the birth of my baby, or I'm looking to be a doula now, then I highly encourage you to, again, look in the show notes. I have links in there. I am fully certified in perinatal nutrition, specifically postpartum nutrition from Postpartum University. And also I'm associated with Birth Worker Academy, who I have learned so much from, and really just understanding the business side of it and the true nature of birth and support and being alongside other doulas in a community. So I have those links in the show notes. Again, feel free to reach out to me if you have any questions about that. So thank you, mamas, so much for listening. See you later. Thank you, mamas, so much for listening. Remember, you are a rock star. I believe in you. Let's doula this. Let's crank it up a notch and let's kick it into high gear together. Hit that subscribe button, share this episode with a friend, message me, email me, call me, beat me. You know how to reach me. We're doing this, mamas. I am so excited to catch you here next week. This is your one-stop, go-to place for helping you find the resources you need to make the best choices for you and your family during pregnancy, birth, and most importantly, postpartum. See you later, mamas.